Gemara says on the top of Daf Chayim Beis that the Vlad Chatas Lamisa Ozla. The Lacha Moshe Mishnei is that the Vlad Chatas goes Lamisa. And the Shita Mekbetzes over here brings down that there are really five Chatayis HaMesis. As the Gemara says in Temura, all the five Chatayis HaMesis go Lamisa, and the five Chatayis HaMesis are Vlad Chatas, Temura's Chatas, Mesu Baalea, Niskaper Baalea Be'acher, and Avr Shnasa. Those are the five Chatayis HaMesis. And Zak the Shita V'Simon, a similar davar is V'Simna. The word V'Simna is a similar to the five Chatayis HaMesis. V'Simna is Vav Saf Mem Nun Ein, and that's Vlad Chatas, Temura's Chatas, Mesu Baalea, Niskapur ba'achir and Avr Shnasa. That's a remnant to the Hechatayis HaMesis, and it's referring to the pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach where it says V'simna haisa pilagash le'lifas ben Esav v'tel le'lifas es Amalek. That word V'simna is vav saf mem nun ayin, is a remnant to the five Chatayis HaMesis. That's a way to remember the five Chatayis HaMesis. And the question is, what is the connection between the five Chatayis HaMesis and this pasuk of V'simna haisa pilagash? It's not a remez ba'alma, but when we're trying to give a remez, there has to be some type of intrinsic kesher between the davar there being meramez and the pasuk itself. So what does the five Chatayis HaMesis have to do with this pasuk of a simna haisa pilagash? One has nothing to do with the other. Now, I once heard a gevaldik pshat from Ramesha Heinemann Shlita. He was mazbe like this. He said that what's the inyan of the five Chatayis HaMesis? Why do these Chatayis go lamisa? So he said that the pshat is that these are all different types of karbanis that had a shaychus to Kedusha, they had a shaychus, had the ability to become a chatas, but then it was nidcha from Kedusha, then it was pushed away from Kedusha. For some reason it lost the Kedusha, either because it was a tumuras chatas, or niskaper b'achir, or avishnasa, it had the potential to be kadosh, but then it was pushed away. And when something had the potential to be niskav to Kedusha, then it gets pushed away, then it's worse off than something that wasn't niskavish at all, and the din is that it goes lamisa. So Rabbi Hanuman said that that's mamash and inin of the simna haisa pilagish. What is this pasuk teaching us? So Rashi brings down over there in Chumash, Bekitzer, and it's really the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadi Tes. The Gemara says that the pasuk is saying that this woman, Timna, was a bas malachim. She came from the royal family, and she very much wanted to be nisdabik in with Klai Yisrael, with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. She came to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov to be megayer because she wanted to marry one of them. She wanted to have shaychus and kedusha, but they weren't mekabel her. The Gemara says they were not mekabel her, and because they weren't mekabel her, she went and she became a pilagish to Alifa's Ben Esav. She says, Mutav te shifcha lumazu, lo te gvira luma acher. So she wanted to have at least some shaychus to Kedusha, so she became a shifcha. But Lamaisa, her ikar attempt to be mishtaich to the Kedusha of Klai Yisrael, to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, was rejected, and she was nidcha from the Kedusha, and then Amalek ended up coming from her, was Yatsam and Amalek, as the Gemara says over there. So Zakar Rehaneman, the Indian of Asimna is mamish, the same Indian as the Chatayis HaMesis. So someone who had a shaychus to Kedusha, there was a potential of Kedusha, she tried to be nisqav to Kedusha, but she was nidcha, she was pushed away, and because of that, it ended up with Amalek, ended up with the Shar Shemisa, which is Amalek, ended up with something which is the Hepech of Kedusha, and that's mamish Indian of the Chatayis HaMesis, which are things that were had potential to have shaychus to Kedusha, they were nidcha, they were pushed away. In the mail, it's very appropriate that the five Chatayis HaMesis on Marum is Bedavka in this word V'simna, and I'll be the pasuk of V'simna Haisa Pilagish.